Welcome to Empowered, Mind-Body Inspiration. The mind is the map to wholeness, wellness, health. The heart is the key to genius and inspiration. Join me and my guests as we explore how to release and rewire into who you truly are, unique, whole, and empowered. Please like, share, and subscribe. Spiral up, spiral out. Hey everyone, it's Jane here, your host from Empowered. I just wanted to reach out and talk to you a bit about what I've decided to do with this podcast. It's 2 years in, and I'm realizing that when I get really beautiful letters from people that say it has helped so much, it's usually someone that really has been in a crisis, maybe a midlife crisis, and it's really helped inspire them and move them out of it. And I've been in my own midlife crisis probably twice at least. The first time was when I woke up around 35 and I was in a job that was fun. But what I found in life is that if you're not living your soul purpose, that job can become harder and harder. And I woke up one day realizing I was living someone else's dream. I most likely wasn't living my soul purpose. And I believe we all come to this planet to add something beautiful. And then we become the piece of the puzzle that's so important at this time and place. And so at that time, I did some soul searching and I asked the universe, what is my purpose? And if I need to change and follow that purpose, I'll know it, I'll feel it, and I'll get the message. So a few days later, I was walking my dog and this thought form came into my mind. And it's different from thinking because it just blows in. And it was that you should become a doctor. And I had never thought of becoming a doctor. In fact, my mom had brought me up very naturally. I don't think I'd ever even been to a doctor more than once or twice in my life. But when I went to look, what I realized was I was to become a naturopathic doctor. And that resonated profoundly because my mother had brought me up on mostly natural remedies. And I was always seeking that kind of remedy. And I was enrolled to become a naturopathic doctor within 2 months. And then that was quite the roller coaster ride because I got pregnant with twins shortly after that. So I was in my first few months when I got pregnant with twins, I had my girls. And I took about 9 months off and then started back into the program just part-time because it's pretty intense. And at that time, I was determined. I knew that this is something that I should do. That it was hard to study and have young children at that time, but it felt very important. And so I think what I have learned and what my studies really enforced was that we have this unconscious programming that makes us believe we should be doing something. Society tells us what to do, teachers, parents, and we're not taught to tune into our own beliefs and our own inner knowing. And we continue onward and sometimes become very successful, but eventually it feels hollow. And I think that's where I want to really focus this podcast. It's when we come into those times that feel like crisis, and often it's in midlife, so midlife crisis, and we're soul searching, we're really digging deep to understand why we have this hollow feeling, sometimes sadness, sometimes money just doesn't cut it anymore. We might be really successful at what we're doing, but it just feels unfulfilling. And we even question what life is all about, because if there isn't that inner purpose, then we don't have the navigation system in place. So that's where I'm directing this podcast. And in this week's release, we have Cheryl Ann Jeanette, who's talking about imposter syndrome. And I came from a family that had it very difficult in a small town. There was actually a feud between my grandparents and my parents. My mother started a business, and then my grandfather tried to take it over without giving her the recognition that she deserved. And so she started a business close by, and both businesses became very successful, but people were very judgmental about that. And I think I grew up feeling like an imposter, because you just didn't have the recognition or the support from the people around you. And so this is a really revealing podcast. I found it really interesting because, again, it's unconscious programming that makes us believe that we're not really good enough, even for the success we might be achieving. And until we see that, we self-sabotage and we don't really, you know, allow the happiness that could come, even if it is or may not be the right career, but or relationship or anything. So beautiful podcast, and I hope to see you there. It's Cheryl Ann Jeanette, and I just released it recently. Enjoy, and see you on the flip side.
Don't give away your power to anyone else. Be the creator of your own life. You can find more inspiring episodes on 14 different platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, and empoweredhealth.com. Spiral up, spiral out.